you can see the title for this message is missing the point.
我们今天信息的标题就叫做失去重点。
And in life, I think we can often miss the point.
在我们生活里面，很多时候我们也可能会失去我们生活的重点。
This morning, I was a little bit late, and I tried to take a shortcut, and I got lost. I missed the point.
今天早上因为 我有一点事情我来的晚了一点点但是我就想抄一条近路结果反而是迷了路了
It just goes to show without my wife I can't find my way home
这就说是我要离了我太太的话我大概都找不到回家的路了
Recently I met a friend who was in prison
最近我看见了遇见了一位朋友他曾经是在监狱里面待过
And he wasunjustly imprisoned
他是被诬告被投入监狱
because his public defender didn't do a sufficient job for him
因为应该为他辩护的那一位并没有真正的做他应该做做好这个辩护的工作
and so he asked to be pro se to defend himself
所以最后他就要求他自己来为自己辩护
but he wasn't allowed to use the prison law library at all
但是因为他不能够用在监狱里面的图书馆那个 法律的图书馆
so he had a terrible defense
所以他为自己的辩护就变得很难
and when he came out he told me the prison seems to be making more criminals instead of helping them
因为最后他从监狱里放出来他跟我说他觉得整个的监狱系统好像是在那里制造罪犯而不是指罪犯改正
and I think about the message this morning it's about our relationship with Jesus Christ
想到这一点我就想到今天早上的信息是要讲到我们跟耶稣基督的关系
and that without a relationship there is nothing
若没有与耶稣基督的关系的话就我们就一起我们就什么都不是
because recently I've been so busy I've been preparing so many different messages
最近我是非常的忙碌一天到晚都在准备各种各样不同的信息
I can feel that even though I'm reading the Bible for hours a day I don't feel that close to Jesus Christ
我就是觉得我就是每天我在那里花很多的时间在那里读经但是我跟主的关系却没有更近
which is to say that I'm using the Pharisees this morning as an example
就像早上我等会要讲到的我是用法利赛人作为一个例子
they were good at obeying the law
法利赛人他们是非常很认真的来遵循律法
they knew it forwards and backwards
他们对圣经的这样的熟悉前后都能够倒背如流
but God didn't consider them righteous
但是在神的眼里面他们却不是义人
they were self-righteous
因为在神的眼里面他们是一个自义的人
and so even though I was in the word this morning the hymns helped me
就是像我自己一样我就是尽管我对圣经很熟悉但是早上的诗歌却帮助我
because it says Jesus wants to comfort me and wants to draw me close to him
因为主耶稣他愿意来到我的里面他愿意我能够跟他更近
And I've been troubled by many different things.
我却为很多的事情来困扰。
The friend who was in prison.
像我的朋友从监狱里面放出来的这个朋友。
And other family issues.
或者家里的各种各样的事情。
And so just being in the Word, unless you have a close relationship and understand God's love, it doesn't help.
尽管我们对圣经很熟悉，我们从圣经里面晓得神是这样的爱我们，但是这样未必对我们就有很大的帮助。
And so I think what this friend said that.The prisons are supposed to be a correctional facility.
就像我朋友跟我讲的一样，监狱系统本身应当是要来使罪犯来改正的。
But actually, a lot of times the people in there feel like it's just for their punishment.
但是很多人却觉得他们被进入监狱是为了是要惩罚他们。
I think to correct someone, you need to have some kind of relationship and some kind of caring.
要使一个人能够改邪归正的话，你需要跟这个人有良好的关系。
I'm not a parent, but I understand that some parents, when they correct a child, they're actually punishing him in anger.
我自己还没有做，我自己不是一个父母，所以但我明白有些父母，他们为了使他们的孩子能够改邪归正的话，他们是采用一种惩罚的方式。
Yeah, 我不会还没有 because I don't think I'll have a
Sorry.
It's not, no, I understand. I'm just joking. but I understand that when my mother was angry, she was not really trying to correct me. She was punishing me.
当我知道当我妈妈很生气的时候她在她生气的时候她常常是在那里惩罚我而不是为了要真的并不是要使我改正错误。
And because my father is a pastor, he's always also preparing messages. And my mom didn't want to interrupt his work. She'd take me way to the back of the house and give me a good whipping.
因为我爸爸也是牧师，所以我爸爸要花很多时间准备信息，所以我妈妈要惩罚我的时候，她不希望打扰我爸爸，就把我带到房家里的房子后面远远的地方，在那里她可以狠狠地鞭打我。
I'm glad because if I have a child today and I don't see him, I'm afraid my wife has taken him way back there to whip him somewhere.
所以我现在也，如果我现在就有一点害怕，就是我要有孩子的话，我看不见我孩子在我眼前的时候，我就怕我太太也把他带到远远的地方去打他。
You see, let's think about God. God wants to correct us. I don't think God punishes us.
我相信这一点在神的心里面是神愿意我们每一个人可以改正我们的错误，而神并不愿意来惩罚我们。
We live in the Bible's time is a time of grace.
因为我们活在圣经里面所讲的叫恩典的时代。
So a lot of times when things happen to us, I think God allows it to happen, but He's not using it to punish us. He's using it to correct us.
就是当我们周围有些事情发生在我们身上的时候，神许可这些事情的发生，但神许可这些发生的目的是要使我们能够改正，并不是为了用这些事情来惩罚我们。
So it's incorrect to say that God is using AIDS to punish homosexuals.
就像有这样的说法是不对的，就是神用艾滋病来惩罚这些同性恋的人。
Or to allow 9/11 to happen because God is punishing America.
或者是神许可911事件的发生是为了神要惩罚美国人。
But what I see is that God can remove His hand of protection.
我所看见的就是在这样的艾滋病或者911的事情上呢，神只是把他保护的手挪开了。
Because He wants to draw us close to Him because He can help us.
因为神要使得在911事件或者是艾滋病这样事件的人，他们能够透过发生在他们身上的事情，能够把他们的心归向神。
In parenting classes, they talk about natural consequences being the best teacher.
在做父母的这些课程里面，有些讲到你怎样来一个作为一个最好的老师的时候，他会有些很自然的一个结果果效。
God allows consequences to teach us.
神许可事情的发生这样的果效，就利用这些果效来帮助我们。
Otherwise, we're missing the point.
否则的话，我们就会失去了这个重点。
Otherwise, those people in prison who are not having any relationship with any teacher or counselor, they are missing the point of being in there. They come out even more hardened than when they went in.
所以就像这些罪犯，他们在监狱里面，因为他们没有人来帮助他们有一个正向的关系来使他们改正，结果这个他们在监狱里出来放他之后，结果成为这个更恶的罪犯。
So I want to say something because sometimes I'm not clear and people misunderstand me.
我想跟大家说的是，有的时候我的表述并不很清楚的时候，有的人会误解我说的话。
For example, when I was at the post-salt camp, I said, I'm going to go home this weekend, I'm going to watch a lot of Japanese movies.
比如说我在这个大专团契里面的时候，我就说哦，我说这个周末我回家以后我要去看很多很多的日剧。
Every time I make off the cuff remarks like that, I get in trouble with my wife.
每次当我这样子讲这些事的时候，回家以后我太太总会是对我不满意。
Because they will come to her when they see her. Oh, you're Pastor Mike's wife. Is he obsessed with movies?
因为比如说我讲的这些话，有人就会跟我太太说啊，你是这个王牧师的太太，这个王牧师是不是特别喜欢这个看电影
？No, I'm only obsessed with the Bible. I'm just kidding.
我会说的，我最喜欢的就是读经了啦。
We don't want to be misunderstood, and we don't want to misunderstand God's love for us.
因为我们自己不希望被人误解，那么我也希望我们大家也不要误解神的话。
The Pharisees only kept rules, but God is not interested in us only keeping rules.
我们想，比如说法利赛人，他们用他们一切的力量在那里执行一切的规条，但是我想神并不是让我们只是在注重这规条上面。
But so you don't misunderstand and don't go if you meet my wife, Pastor Mike doesn't believe in following rules.
所以我希望我听了今天的讲道以后，大家不要回去误解这个，然后就跟我太太去说，这个王牧师根本就希望我们不要遵守任何规条。
Because the Pharisees were right in following rules, but they were wrong in not having a relationship with God.
因为法利赛人对于他们要遵守神的律法这一点，他们做的是对的，但是他们做错的地方就是他们没有依靠与神的关系来这样做。
Every time that Jesus spoke to a Pharisee, the main message he gave them was, "You are missing the point."
比如说主耶稣每一次在跟法利赛人对话的时候，他的重点都是在指出法利赛人他们失去了重点，他们不明白这个事情的重点。
Between Jesus and Nicodemus is an example I want to use.
最好的一个例子就是圣经里面讲到耶稣和尼哥底母之间的一个对话。
Because it is not our good deeds that will keep us connected with God.
就是我们与神之间的关系并不是依靠我们的好行为来维护的。
Because good deeds will not keep us out of hell.
因为我们的行为再好，我们仍然还是要下地狱的。
That is why Jesus says, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees."
所以主耶稣说，你们要当心法利赛人的笑。
Leavening is what makes bread rise. In other words, it puffs it up.
因为这个笑是使这个面团发起来，就是使它膨胀。
Now, don't think that Jesus is teaching about how to bake bread.
我相信主耶稣这里并不是讲你将怎样来做饼。
He's using the word leaven or yeast in terms of sin and pride.
主耶稣在这里讲到的这个笑，实际上是在是讲罪，或者是说个人的骄傲。
Because really they did not understand. That's why Jesus has to say, "How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
比如说，就说我主耶稣说，我对你们说要防备法利赛人和撒都盖人的笑。这话不是指着饼说的，你们怎么不明白呢？门徒这才晓得他说的不是叫他们防备饼的笑，而是要防备法利赛人和撒都盖人的教训。
Because Pharisees were always asking for some evidence of some sign that he is the Son of God.
因为法利赛人常常到主耶稣面前要求求一些神迹或者是神迹奇事。
Because they were proud of their knowledge of the Bible.
因为法利赛人他们以他们所拥有的圣经的知识为自豪。
Then Jesus, after saying that, referred to the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000 to remind them that he's already given them plenty of signs.
所以主耶稣就用他这个五饼二鱼的喂饱五千人或四千人的这样的神迹来提醒他们，神已经丰丰富富，已经有很多供应他们了。
Then Jesus asked this, "How many baskets were left over?"
比如主耶稣就问他们，在每次五千人、四千人喂饱之后，又多余的又有几个篮子？
What was left over was more than what they started with.
就是他们多余的要比他们开始主耶稣的用的五饼二鱼给他们的要多而多得多。
Then he warned them again, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees."
所以主耶稣就警告他的门徒说，要他们要当心法利赛人的笑。
And he says, "How can you not know? I'm not talking about bread."
所以主耶稣就说，你们怎么会这个门徒彼此议论，就说我们是因为我们没带饼。主耶稣，我这里讲到的根本就不是饼的关系。
So even the disciples were missing the point.
所以我们看到，就是跟随主耶稣的那些门徒们，他们在这一点主耶稣讲到笑的这件事情上，他们也是不明白重点，失去了主耶稣话的重点。
They truly did misunderstand because they were saying they began to argue with each other because they hadn't brought any bread. So why is Jesus talking about bread?
因为他们真的是根本就不明白主的话。主耶稣说他们实在因为在他们在这个话之前，主耶门徒之间彼此议论是说，他们在那里争论，是因为我们大概是因为我们没有带饼，所以主这样的来说。
Here in this context, in Matthew 15, the chapter before, Jesus has taught them about what made them dirty, not what they put in, but what came out.
在马太十五章里面，就是在这个刚才要讲的这些经节之前，主耶稣在那里讲到的记载的是，这个主耶稣跟门徒说，门徒在那争论怎样是要洁净的礼。
In other words, he says, following the rules and washing your hands won't make you clean. It's what comes out of you that makes you dirty.
就是你遵守规条，比如说你饭前洗手这些事情，并不能保证你的干净，而是从你们心里出来的才是使你觉得使你干净或者是不干净。
So he's asking them, have you forgotten that teaching already?
所以主就问他们，你们是不是把这样的话都已经忘了？
And on a deeper level, he's saying that the leaven of the Pharisees means that sin will spread through your entire being if you allow it to.
更深一层，主耶稣讲了要防备法利赛人的笑，是因为这个笑就像罪一样，是使我们在我们每个人身体里面的蔓延的。
So the reminder to me when I read this is that I can be ignorant, I can lack faith, and I can forget.
所以我们从这样的教导里面，我们就晓得，我们可能是无知的，我们也可能是小信的。甚至我们可能是这个健忘的。
So, are we like the Pharisees sometimes? I think yes.
我们是不是常常会像有的时候会像法利赛人一样的？我想是这样的。
Who were the Pharisees?
那么法利赛人是什么样的人呢？
Let's talk about five groups of people at that time who were in the religious society.
在当主耶稣的时代里面，大概差不多有五类，这个有那个时候差不多有五类的人是宗教不同的。
There were the Herodians who were very supportive of Herod and Rome.
有希律党的人，就是他们非常支持这个罗马帝国。
They considered themselves followers of God.
他们自己也认为他们是跟随神的。
But they were so liberal, they were following Herod.
他们是这样的一个自由派，他们实际上跟随的希律王。
And then there were the Sadducees.
另外一派呢，就是撒都该人。
They were the priests and the Levites.
撒都该人他们大部分都是祭司或者是利未人。
What we call the religious establishment.
就是那些在宗教上面他们有身份、有地位的人。
Thank you. I don't have to turn around. Okay. And then there were the Pharisees, and the literal meaning of Pharisees were the separated ones.
然后另外一类人就叫做法利赛人。这法利赛人真正的意思，他的本意就是说是分别出来的一批人。
They held the scriptures in the highest regard.
他们把圣经，他们非常看重圣经。
And then there were the zealots.
另外还有一类人，就是叫做奋锐党的人。
Zealots were the radical activists.
这个奋锐党人就是很激进派的人，他们是非常激进的人。
For their religion, they were ready to kill the Romans.
为了他们宗教的理由，他们愿意来杀的这个他们宗教上认为的敌人。
There was even a zealot among Jesus' disciples.
就是在主耶稣的十二个门徒当中，也有一个人是奋锐的。
And then there were the Essenes.
另外最后一类人就是叫做爱沙尼人。
They were the isolationists. They kept to themselves.
他们是与世隔绝的一批人。
But thanks to them, because of the Dead Sea Scrolls that they had copied, we know the authenticity of the Bible.
但正是因为有爱尼色这批人，我们现在才知道他们把圣经专门的保护起来，我们才知道这个我们现在流传下来圣经的可靠性。
Because in those caves, they found the oldest manuscripts to date.
因为就是在现在最早的圣经就是在爱尼色人他们所保留下来的圣经。
And then compared with the hundreds of years of copies, there was so few differences. We know that the Bible is pure.
我们就是从爱尼色人保存下来的这些圣经里面，我们来看之后几百年，就是靠人手传抄的圣经里面，我们才发现真是有很少很少的误差。
But even though all of these people were good, they had good motives for doing what they did.
就是在主耶稣那个时候，这五类人，他们每一类人，他们有他们自己很好的动机来做他们所认为做的是对的事情。
But they did miss the point.
但是他们仍然却失去了重点。
Just even the Essenes, even though they produced those great Dead Sea Scrolls,
就是那些他们在这个死海古卷的这个保存死海古卷的这个爱尼色这些人，他们也是一样。
But they were not salt and light for the world; they isolated themselves.
比如说，就是他们没有做世上的盐或光，他们反而是自己把自己隔离起来。
So sometimes when we talk about right and wrong, good and bad, let's not be like the Pharisees. Those things are not so cut and dry.
所以当我们在讲到对或错的事情的时候，我们绝对不要像法利赛人那样把一些事情看得都是那么一清二白的那样子，绝对。
What the Pharisees did was they kept the letter of the law, but they didn't take care of the spirit of the law.
因为法利赛人所做的，他们是守了律法上的字句，却没有守了律法上的精义。
Jesus didn't mean that the Pharisees were not righteous.
主耶稣讲到并不是单单讲到法利赛人他们的不义。
Because he says, I warn you, unless your righteousness is better than the righteousness of the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为比如说主耶稣讲到说，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
They did have a kind of righteousness.
所以法利赛人是有某种的义。
It's just that Jesus said that that righteousness was not enough.
但是主耶稣所要讲明的是，法利赛人他们所有的那个义是并不够的。
It was not enough because it was self-righteous and they are missing the point.
因为法利赛人的义是自义，所以他们失去了重点。
What was their problem?
所以这结果就成为了这个结果就成为了一个难处了。
They developed a super system of how a person was supposed to live.
因为法利赛人他们发表了一套系统，就是来规范一个人怎样才能够生活。
They were totally devoted and obsessed with the first five books of the Old Testament.
他们把他们的一切精力完全地投注于圣经的前五本书，旧约圣经的前五本书。
They believed that it was the word of God.
因为他们相信这五本书里面的话语是完全从神来的。
But then they went off the deep end.
然后他们就更进一步。
Because their reasoning was this.
因为他们的理由是这样子。
If the law is perfect,
他说如果这个话是从神来的，而且是那就一定是完全的。
That must mean that it's contained everything that people need to know about living a good life.
而且它是这样的完全，它就应该包括我们一个人在世上要过一个好的生活的一切的行为的规范和准则。
So you can see how the Pharisees' thinking progressed.
所以我们能够看见法利赛人他们的思路是这样子的一步一步发展的。
In the law, they think there must be a regulation to govern every possible incident in every possible circumstance for every possible person.
所以他们就相信摩西五经里面的律法就包括了要一个人在任何情况下或对任何人或对任何的事物他都能够有规范。
So then they set out to extract from the great principles of the law an infinite number of rules and regulations to govern every conceivable situation.
结果他们就从神的这个一个神的一个大的这个
Sorry, it's a long sentence. They set out to extract from the great principles.
他们就把神的这个大的原则里面的这个原则里面把它抽象出来，然后制定了一系列的这个规条和规章制度，来使每一个人可以在任何情况下里面他都能够遵守的一系列的规条和规章。
So what's the problem? The problem is that they changed the law of principles into the legalism of just rules and regulations.
也就是说，他们把神规条的这个原则把它转化成了一系列的律法的条文。
Remember what it says in Exodus?
比如说这个在出埃及里面。
It says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work.
比如说出埃及记里面有当纪念安息日守为圣日。六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日你无论何工都不可做。
But they were not content with the principle.
但是法利赛人他们对这样的一个安息日的原则他们还不满足。
For hundreds of years they were defining and redefining what it means to work.
他们用接下来他们花了好几百年的时间，他们不断的在这里定义，而或者是重新定义，为的是安息日什么项才是做工，什么才不是做工。
What you can do, what you cannot do. So they were even criticizing Jesus Christ for helping someone on the Sabbath.
就是比如说像你什么事情可以做，什么事情不可以做，结果他们就拿了这个来批评耶稣，认为耶稣在安息日治病是不可以的。
Now look at the main passage today.
我们来看今天的最主要的信息。
John chapter 3.
就是在约翰福音的第三章。
There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. Rabbi, he said, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
约翰福音第三章的第一节到第三节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
Jesus taught this Pharisee three important lessons I want to share today.
主耶稣告诉尼哥底母这个法利赛人有三个重要的功课。
Because it stuck with Nicodemus.
因为尼哥底母在这里实际上是一种stuck 在那里，是
it helped him.
困住了。
Yeah. Because in John chapter 7 later on, Nicodemus defended Jesus.
所以因为主耶稣跟尼哥底母讲这些话，使得尼哥底母能帮助在后面约翰第七章里面我们就有记载，就是尼哥底母在这里为主耶稣做了一种辩护。
And then one more time Nicodemus was mentioned in John chapter 19. He helped Joseph of Arimathea prepare Christ's body for the burial.
在约翰福音十九章那里也记载，尼哥底母和另外一个人来帮助一起来当主耶稣这个安排主耶稣的葬礼。
So even a Pharisee's heart can be touched by Christ.
所以我们能够看见，就是一个法利赛人的一个心也能够被耶稣所改变。
Before I complete this message, let me sidetrack for a moment.
让我跑题一点点讲一些其他的事情。
People spend weeks figuring out where they're going to spend a week of vacation time.
当我们有人要计划要一个星期休假的时候，我们常常会花好几个星期的时间来计划我们的假期。
But few of us ever think about what's going to happen when we die.
但是我们却很少有人来计划当我们死后那以后的事情我们怎样了。
We only think about those things on our way home from a funeral sometimes.
我们也许会想到我们死后会是怎样，但这样的情况只是当我们离开了一个丧礼回家的路上也许会这样想。
Or when I hear of very sad and painful things happening to people, then I think about what's the meaning of life.
当在我们周围有些很悲哀的事情发生的时候，我们才会想到啊，这个人生的意义到底是如何。
There are so many crazy ideas in our culture about how people can get to heaven.
是现在世上有很多奇奇怪怪的道理，就是讲人怎样才能够进天堂。
In movies, especially, they will make you think that the more good you do and the less bad you do, then you qualify to go to heaven.
很多电影里面都是讲到，你做的好事多过你做的坏事的话，那么你当然你就是够资格上天堂。
And then those super religious people will say, the more rules you keep, then the better you are, and the more likely you get to heaven.
有非常宗教信仰的人也许会说，当我们能够持守住最多的这个宗教的规条的话，我们就能够上天堂。
And then you know this great idea that some people have, because God is love, everyone's going to go to heaven no matter what.
现在还有另外一种想法，就是说，因为神是爱，所以任何人你不管你怎么样，你都会上天堂。
So the question of how people go to heaven was on Jesus' mind when he was talking to Nicodemus.
所以当主耶稣他跟尼哥底母讲话的时候，他心里面主耶稣要讲的话就是怎样人才能进天堂。
You notice how Jesus often does this. He didn't ask him how to go to heaven, and Jesus told him how.
比如我们看到圣经里面常常这样记载，就是当主耶稣回答一个人的话的时候，并不是这个人所要问的。像比如说像这个尼哥底母这个情况，这里面主耶稣是直接就讲到进天堂这个事情。
The Bible didn't say that Nicodemus came to Jesus and say, "How can I see the kingdom of God?"
因为圣经里并没有记载尼哥底母晚上来找耶稣来问，就是这样的问题，就是我怎样才能进天国。
But he was sincere because he says, "I know you're from God, sent to teach us."
但是尼哥底母是真心的，所以他来对耶稣说，我知道你是从神那里差来的。
So Jesus speaks to our needs, not to our wants.
所以主耶稣是直接对于我们的需要来讲话，而不是对着我们的愿望来讲话。
Sometimes the unspoken things are more important than the spoken things, right?
常常有的时候还没有说出来的意思要比我们所能够表达出来要更重要。
Jesus often didn't answer the question people asked, but he answered the more important one that they didn't ask.
主耶稣常常并不是回答人家所问的问题，而是直接回答这个人心里面最大的症结。
So he offered Nicodemus what he offers to you and me today, that he offers the key to heaven.
所以主耶稣今天他借着尼哥底母这个话，他给你和我就是我们怎样才能够进天国。
So the three points I want to make before I finish.
这里有三点。
Number one,
第一点就是
spiritual birth is more important than our physical birth, being reborn.
在属灵里面的生就是重生要比我们在肉体上生要远来的重要的多。
Because it says, humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life.
因为从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So I like this joke about how they say God has no grandchildren.
我就喜欢有这样的一个话，就是说神从来没有孙子。
You are not God's grandchild just because your father or mother is a Christian.
并不因为你的父母是基督徒，你就成为神的孙子或孙女。
And your children are not God's grandchildren.
也并不因此你的子女就成为神的重生。
What's the point of this? That we each must have a personal relationship with Jesus.
这里重点就是说，这里我们每一个人必须跟耶稣自己要有个人的关系。
And so I want to say again, and I hope you don't misunderstand, even if I read the Bible for hours every day, I may not have a relationship with Jesus Christ if I'm just preparing a speech.
我相信我要强调这一点，就是如果我每天花很多的时间来这里读圣经，只是为了要准备一篇讲道，但我却没有跟神的这个关系的话。
Because then it's not a sermon, it's a speech.
那么我就不是神的子女，我这样所准备出来的也不是一篇讲道，而只是一篇话语而已。
Because new Christians come to me sometimes and say, "Mike, that was a great speech." I say, "Thanks a lot."
比如说有人到我来跟我说 ，Mike， 你今天的演讲真好。我说谢谢你。
If I want to make speeches, I won't come to church.
我如果真是要来准备演讲的话，我不会到教会来。
Probably if I was a good enough speaker, I make speeches outside, I'll make more money.
是，我想如果要是一个啊好的演讲的话，那么我就是只是到外头去演讲，能够挣很多的钱。
No, it is true that you could read the Bible and not have a relationship. That's why the songs help me this morning. Says Jesus wants to draw me close, wants to comfort me for all the things I've seen.
是真真实实的，就是我们可能花很多的时间读经，但是却没有跟神的一个关系。所以今天早上的诗歌这样子来感动我，就是主耶稣愿意我们到他的跟前来，与他有更近的关系。
So I thank you. I thank God for this place.
我感谢主，为了在座的我弟兄姐妹，为了你们，因为为了这个，我感谢神。
The second thing that Jesus was teaching him was real life comes from the spirit, not from the intellect or the will.
第二点就是主耶稣在这一段话里所讲的，就是这一个人真实的生命是从灵来的，而不是来自于这个世界。
So in verse 8 it says, the wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind, but you can't tell where it comes from.Or where it is going, so you cannot explain how people are born of the Spirit.
就所以约翰福音三章八节这里说，风随着意思吹，你听见风的声响，响声却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
The wind is a common symbol for the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
在圣经里面，风常常是代表了一个圣灵。
And Jesus says, no one can control the Spirit.
因为没有人能够控制圣灵。
But He does want to enter our hearts when we believe.
但是圣灵却真的是要进入我们的内心，当我们相信的时候。
According to Romans chapter 8, it says, the evidence of salvation is the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
就像这个罗马书八章那里说，当圣灵在我们里面的时候，那就是我们有生命的一个证据。
That happens when we submit to God and give up control.
就是当我们顺服于神，把我们的控制权交出来给神的时候。
But I don't think give up control means being lazy and say just let go. I don't mean that.
但我要说的就是，我们把我们的主权顺服出交给神，并不是我们要变得懒惰，变得被动。
But it is to realize that God is in control, and I really can't change much in my life.
就是我们要明白，在我们的生活里一切里面，神是控制一切的，所以我们很多事情我们是不能控制的。
I can change my relationship with him, but there are so many things outside I cannot control.
我能够改变的就是要我和神的关系要可以改变，但我周围其他的很多事情是我靠我自己能力是不能改变的。
Well, I want to share with you a small, a little experience I have with God's blessing.
我跟大家分享有一点点我个人的经历，就是我蒙福的一点点经历。
Because I'm finally going to go to my graduation in December.
因为十二月份我终于可以去参加我的这个毕业仪式了。
It's great to be the oldest student in the whole school.
结果我是学校里面年纪最长的一个学生。
My parents want to go and watch me, of course. They've waited all their lives for this guy to graduate.
我的父母愿意也愿意去，因为他们一生都在盼望他们的儿子毕业的这一刻。
I told you before, I mentioned my father is 90, my mother is 85, and they cannot go on the plane.
我妈妈是85，我爸爸90，他们已经现在年纪太长了，所以他们已经不能够坐飞机。
Does that mean I rent a limo to New York and then drive them down to Dallas?
那么是不是就是说我要去租一个租一个车，租一个把他们从纽约一直开到达拉斯呢
？My sister threatened me and says, if you let them go, something happens to your parents. You're coming back to push the wheelchairs yourself.
我的姐妹就跟我说，如果你要是如果爸妈妈要是因着你而去了的话，路上有什么不幸的话，那么就是你要回来推这个轮椅才行一辈子。
This is the classic being caught between a rock and a hard place.
这是一个最典型的例子，就是你在这个挤在这个两难当中。
Father, mother wants to go. Sister says no.
Yeah, 我爸妈妈他们真的是愿意去，但是我的姐妹却是跟我说却。不愿意他们去。
So I think whose anger is worse? My parents get mad at me or my sister get mad at me?
对，所以我要在里做一个抉择，到底是我不能够得罪，到底是我父母呢，还是我的姐妹
？But I'm joking about this now because God gave me the answer.
我想这样想的时候，就是我知道神给我一个答案。
Because for once in my life, well, don't take me seriously. For once in my life, I was faithful.
因为这是在我一生里面，这大概是我最忠心的一次。
I says, God, I'll leave it to you. You'll fix this for me.
我就跟神祷告说，我说神啊，我把这一切的这个事情的决定，我就交给你，因为你做的决定是最好的。
I prefer that no one in my family is mad at me because so many people outside the family already mad at me.
因为我实在是不希望我们家里的有人来为了这个事情来跟我生气。
One day, a month ago, my dad called and says, we just decided not to go because we just give you a big party at home.
Yeah, 结果就是有一天，这个我爸爸打电话跟我说，我说我们决定了，我们不去，但是呢，我们要在家里面给你开一个很大的一个 party.
So, sister is happy, parents are happy.
所以我家里人，我爸妈妈也很高兴，我的姐妹也很高兴。
I didn't think about that.
我这个道理是一个这个主意是我根本就没有想到的。
But I did say, God, you fix this because I can't handle this stress.
但是我确实是把这个事情交托出来跟神说的，说我实在不能够做这个决定，但是我愿意交托。
So of course, being the kind of person that always wants to give them a hard time, I says, "Oh, who's going to pay for the ticket for me to go back?"
但是我就跟他们开玩笑说，啊，你让我回纽约可以，但是谁会付我回去的机票
？I'm talking about control.
但我这里要讲的就是说，对这件事情，我讲的是一个控制权。
The legalistic system of the Pharisees was designed to prevent them from giving up control to God.
因为法利赛人这些律法师们，他们所设计的这一套系统，实在是他们要控制这一切，而不能够使神来控制他们。
They thought that by having all these rules and they obeyed them, they can control God.
因为他们认为，如果他们遵循了这一系列这些规章制度以后，他们就可以来控制神。
What these legalistic Pharisees were saying is, if we do this, then God, you must do that for me.
因为在他们法利赛人或者是律法主义，他们心里面的想法是，如果我们做了这些规条，这样子做了，那么神，你就必须要那样子做。
That's why I think there might be a few Pharisees sitting in here today.
所以我相信我们当中也可能也有人有法利赛人那样的这样的想法。
God, I've gone to church every day, every Sunday for the last 5 years. How come you don't listen to my prayer?
他说我也许是我在过去的五年里面我每个礼拜天我都到教会来那为什么神现在还不听我的祷告
I've taught in Sunday school I've said I've done all these things Lord now how about you do something for me
也许我也教了主日学了我也做了这些事情那么现在该神你为我做些事情
That is what I mean by not giving control to God
这就是我想说的就是当我们没有把我们的控制权交给神的时候这样的一个心态
It's like you have a timetable for God
就好像是我们给神设计了一个时间表。
It's like I didn't get married till I was 41.
我想我知道我结婚的时候是我41岁。
And people were asking my parents if I was gay.
因为我这么晚结婚，有人就问我的父母说我到底是不是一个同性恋的人。
And because I lived in San Francisco, that didn't help.
我想因为我住在这个三藩市，所以很自然的有些人就有这样的想法了。
I was angry.
我听到这样的想法，我实在是心里面很生气。
Felt like have I no control over my life？
就是我好像因为我觉得我怎么就不能够控制我自己的生活
？If I make enough money, can I go buy a wife？
对啊，如果我挣了足够钱的话，我都买个太太都可以。
The third lesson that Jesus is teaching，
主耶稣跟尼哥底母讲的这段话里面的第三点，我们要讲的就是
：Salvation comes only from relationship, not religion. It's not about control.
救恩只是从我们跟主耶稣的关系而来，并不是因着我们宗教信仰而来。
Then look at how Jesus went way back to the Old Testament.
就像我们看到这个
Jesus went back to the Old Testament.
主耶稣就讲到这个旧约这个例子。
He says, and as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so everyone who believes in him will have eternal life.
就像摩西从旷在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
Faith in Jesus Christ is the only means of salvation.
我们信靠主耶稣基督是唯一的。
When the Israelites were suffering from all these the plague of snake bites,
当以色列人在旷野受毒蛇咬的时候
，God's command to Moses was not that he had to kill the snakes.
神给摩西的这个命令并不是让摩西去把蛇杀死
，or to make medicine for the wounds.
神也没有让摩西去做一种什么药来使人医治蛇伤
，or to somehow protect them from being bitten again.
或者神也没有让摩西发明一个什么东西来保护以色列人不被蛇咬。
What did God ask them to do?
但神让摩西做的事情是这样
Make the bronze snake.
就是做一个铜蛇
And put it on the bronze post.
而且把这个铜蛇放在一个铜的杆上举起来
And look at these pictures here, excuse me.
这里有一个图画
Michelangelo on the big picture has a picture, has a drawing of the snake, the plague of snakes, and then the bronze snake being hoisted up on the post.
米开朗基罗这个所画的这个画，就是讲圣经里的这一段的故事。摩西做了一个铜蛇，放在铜杆上举起来。
I think your PowerPoint lamp needs replacement.
我想我们的这个摄像机的这个投影机的镜头要换一换。
I was wondering when Ken brought the other one, did he bring the old one for me to use?
图画本身是彩色，看上去好像变成黑白的。
Anyway, you know that now, through all the distortions, it's not a real representation of what's in the Bible, but the medical, those two entwining snakes, it talks about healing. In medicine now they use that the
现在这个医学上的一个标志就是两条蛇在那缠到在一个杆上。
There's a long history of that, and it's all wrong. They don't really understand, but that in some way refers at least obliquely to the Bible about healing from looking from being.
因为那个医学那个标志是表示医治，好像那个已经是有一种曲解了，但是某种程度上它是从圣经的根源这个故事来的。
Because basically it's about relationship. You look to Him. You don't just do something. You look towards God.
因为圣经的本意是说你要看那个，不是单单只是你要看那个是看那个铜蛇，而是要你和神有这样一个关系。
That's why Jesus referred back to the Old Testament and says, "It's relationship with me. You look to me for life. If you don't look, you're dead."
就像主耶稣在圣经里面一直在讲的，就是你要到主耶稣这里来求生命，是要跟他有这种关系才会有生命。
So, let me show you this and remember, when the desire for righteousness exceeds the desire for a relationship with Jesus Christ, the result is that we miss the whole point of Christianity.
就是当我们对于义的欲望超过了我们对于主耶稣这个关系的欲望的时候，我们就已经是失去了重点了。
Otherwise, why would Jesus say something so mean? Away from me, I never knew you.
否则的话，主耶稣绝对不会对有些人这样说，离开我去吧，我根本不认识你们。
How could a loving Jesus say that to anybody?
所以对我们有的人就会想到说，主耶稣这样一个蛮有爱的一个主，怎么会说出这样的话来？
Because I'm excited to tell you that Christianity is about relationship with Jesus, and the only way you have a relationship is by knowing Him.
因为基督教的最主要的意思就是要和主耶稣、和主、和神有这么一个关系，而这个关系只来源于我们对他的认识。
I don't care if we memorize 10 verses a week and in 2 years we memorize the whole Bible. You won't have a relationship with Jesus based on what you know.
就是我们每天都在那里背十节经典，我们一年能够把整本圣经都背下来的时候，也不能够保证我们跟主就有这样的一个真实的关系。
I guess Jesus is reminding me and reminding you that if you don't know me, I don't know you.
主耶稣是在跟你我提醒是，如果你不认识我的话，那么我也不会认识你。
And how do you know anyone on earth by having a relationship with him?
我们在这个地上，我们要认识某一个人的话，我们必须跟这一个人有某种的关系。
So I hope these pictures of lighthouses will remind you that there is a light that Jesus is using to draw us to Him.
我相信给大家看的这些图画里面可以像灯塔一样能够提醒我们主耶稣向我们所要的就是跟他有一个关系。
Boy, those lighthouses look like they're not even lit. How can anyone find the harbor that way?
好像这个灯塔不太亮的样子。
But what I'm saying is that in the dark, there's only one pinpoint of light.
因为灯塔实际上就是在黑暗当中，我们看到的就是有一点在那里发光，特别亮。
I don't know if you remember Bush talking about just 1,000,000,000 points of light. Bush talked about all these points of light.
Okay, 就像布什讲到有很多很多这个亮的点。
I don't know if he said that, but somebody says that we have all these points of light, but we only need one point of light, the light that will draw us to Jesus Christ.
就像是我们看到有各种各样都闪闪发光的东西，但是我们所需要的只是有一点那个亮的能够吸引我们朝着它去的那个。
The best thing about preaching.
所以讲到的最好的事情，最好的一个点，一个方面就是。
Is when the speaker learns something himself.
就是讲到的人本身能够从他所讲的东西能够有所学习。
Really, I've had a lot of stress and a lot of things I've had to deal with.
我个人在生活当中有很多很多的这个事情压力，我需要来对付。
The problem is I don't know how to say no.
但是我的一个个人的一个弱点就是我很不会去拒绝人家。
When people want to talk, I feel like I'm so great, I have to help them.
当有人要来跟我讲的，向我求问的时候，我常常我觉得我必须来帮助他。
No, it's Jesus that's going to help.
但实际上是只有耶稣才能够帮助人。
And so let me just remind you, and I'll end.
所以我提醒大家以这个话来提醒大家。
The last verse from Acts chapter 4 verse 12 says, Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Only Jesus' name.
就是使徒行传四章十二节那里说，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, you've given us your Son, Jesus Christ.
天父，你把你的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
And we know that you allow things to happen in our lives to help us learn a lesson and to draw close to you.
我们感谢你，因为你允许我们当中，我们周围的事情发生，目的是吸引我们，借着这些事情能够与你更加的亲密。
Many, many of those things we would never want to happen to us.
很多在我们发生在我们身上的事情我们都不愿意他们发生。
But Father, help me and help everyone today to know that our only answer, our only lighthouse is Jesus Christ.
但天父求你帮助我也帮助我们在座的每一位都能明白我们生活当中的灯塔真的就是主耶稣基督。
Lord, we praise you and we need your help to help us glorify you.
主我们向你呼求我们实在是需要你的帮助使我们真的能够来荣耀你的名。
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.